and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, January 12th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild ride it is. I sat in on the National Intel Report yesterday. Guest hosted, talked about the Glasnost effect, and I suppose, you know, it was somewhat of a reprise of yesterday's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, a bit really kind of dealing with the subject of the Russian hacking, Donald Trump's press conference, or the alleged Russian hacking, I should say, and the dossier, the latest in the intelligence community's efforts to do something, but it's really not quite clear. It seems like it's more in keeping with the Glasnost effect than really keeping the president elect and you know, our leaders informed. It's interesting, you know, if the intelligence community at large and some of the agencies, in particular the FBI and the CIA, the NSA, if we know that they lie to the American public and that they withhold information, they occlude information, they always have, then how can they be trusted? It's obviously a rhetorical question, but one that is worth asking, I think. It's interesting. We keep – it's almost like as a society we have this psychological disorder, similar to when – someone's in a relationship with an abusive person, and that person just keeps abusing the victim, I suppose we'll say. And the victim just won't leave. We seem to be suffering from that brand of psychological disorder here in America these days. And it's very sad. Why would we believe organizations that keep lying to the American people is what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. Outright lie, willful lying, making things up, you know. What am I talking about? Well, we'll get into that a little bit this morning. But first, let's see. Do you know what happened a couple of nights before Christmas, while we were sleeping, while we were celebrating? Speaking of these kinds of stories, do you know what happened? Do you remember? You heard on this network and on this broadcast. It's pretty shocking, actually, in America. Of course, I'm talking about the authorization of propaganda. We've talked about it before, really what it amounts to, as some have said, is
my fellow Americans. It has been the honor of my life to serve you. I won't stop. In fact, I will be right there with you as a citizen for all my remaining days. But for now, whether you are young or whether you're young at heart, I do have one final ask of you as your president. The same thing I asked when you took a chance on me 8 years ago. I'm asking you to believe, not in my ability to bring about change, but in yours. I'm asking you to hold fast to that faith written into our founding documents, that idea whispered by slaves and abolitionists, that spirit sung by immigrants and homesteaders and those who marched for justice, that creed reaffirmed by those who planted flags from foreign battlefields to the surface of the moon, a creed at the core of every American whose story is not yet written. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. May God continue to bless the United States of America. Thank you.
I'm not going to stop, he says. No, please, please stop. Please go away. He has that cadence, doesn't he? It just, it irritates me so much. That cadence that wants to lull you to sleep and program you in NLP fashion. And all the while, you can hear it. What he's saying, not trustworthy, not reliable. He's such a silver-tongued salesman. Real good at it. Cult of personality. Loves the attention and the show. And I abhor it. Can't stand it. So that's, of course, from the end of Obama's farewell address the other night. Thank goodness. And, you know, I thought it was interesting, by the way, that his farewell tweet was his most popular ever. Goodbye, America says, thank you. No matter what the polls say, I think America's glad to get rid of him. And it's interesting. Trump obviously is kind of the antithesis of the Obama silver-tongued NLP salesmanship. Trump, you know, for Trump, it seems like everything is a nail because he thinks he's a hammer. And while I appreciate the fact that he's not trying to be disingenuous, still, he is artfully disingenuous and admittedly so. Remember on the thank you tour how he talked about Drain the Swamp was just a slogan. He didn't think it was a good idea. And then he tried it, it worked, and it was just a slogan. I mean, he actually told people that, which is pretty crazy. And he's been caught in some very controversial statements already, seeming to flip-flop on things. So we'll see how that plays out. But you know, salesmanship of another brand, I would say, with a hammer, which again gets back to the point of Hayek's road to serfdom. He is the leader strong enough in the people's eyes to get things done. And so he gets elected because he can do that. And guess what? He can get things done. And he wants to put his name on everything. Reminds me a little bit of Saddam Hussein. Is he going to build a statue of himself somewhere? Will we see little Trump monuments all across America now? But I digress. So let's go to the next clip. Speaking of what I was talking about in the it's going to be close, but let's play the next video. Speaking of the Ministry of Propaganda, go ahead, please.
On this, we're joined tonight by Mike Papantonio, host of America's Lawyer and Ring of Fire Radio. Mike, great to have you with us tonight. Are we entering a new era of news and information where website trash is being passed off as the new wave of journalism? What's your call on this tonight? Good to have you with us.
Well, we are. We are, Ed. It's worse than that. What this is inviting, most people don't know this story. They don't know that two nights before Christmas, Obama signed a section 2943 to the Defense Authorization Bill that created a truly the closest thing you'll ever get to a Ministry of Propaganda. Now, he felt like he could do that because of all of these fake news stories. That's what fed this. Most people have no idea what this thing is, but it is truly, Ed, a ministry of propaganda created by Obama while we were celebrating Christmas. Now, the problem with that, and first of all, the reason it happened is because of the fake news development that's taken place in journalism. Journalism is no longer recognized as journalism. With this thing, this propaganda of this ministry of propaganda, it gets worse because now the department, unbelievable, but the Department of Defense now says they're going to spend $60 million giving it out to public entities to answer what they deem to be propaganda. So on one side, we have CNN, MSNBC, and the likes of that creating fake news. Understand, Comcast, that also owns BuzzFeed, also owns MSNBC. So it's a bounce. MSNBC picks up the stories that BuzzFeed creates. CNN does the same thing. That's one side of it. On the other side, now we have the U.S. government who's determining what propaganda is and what it's not, and they're going to respond in kind. They're going to pay people like the Washington Post, is my guess, to create news and create stories to answer stories they don't like.
But here this comes is, her. Here,
there's never been a time in history.
But here comes Hurricane Trump. I mean, he gets right in the middle of this and he's calling out fake news. He's at the center of it. And he got a disclaimer today from the Kremlin that they don't have anything on him. And Trump said if they did, they would have released it. So where does this go from here, Mike? Are we going to see the United States government now investing in information? I mean, there are state-run entities, but state-owned entities, but not state-run entities. What is this going to be?
Ed, it's worse than that. There used to be a precept of how the government could create propaganda. There was a precept that the U.S. government cannot go after a U.S. citizen with propaganda. This new 2943 that Obama signed, not Trump, Obama made this law while we were sleeping, now says the government can now participate in this thing called fake news. Mm-hmm. It's...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
News, because if they deem it to be propaganda, they simply say, we're going to unleash the hounds on this entity that creates something and says something okay. We don't like. Maybe RT talks about fracking. They
well,
don't
we
like
were
it.
In the intelligence
the
report. We were in the intelligence report, and then the director of intelligence, Mr. Clapper, couldn't say just how much coverage we actually have until Senator Angus King said, well, it's $850 million. That's a heck of a lot more than CNN. So they got some work to do. On their intelligence report. Mike Papantonio, great to have you with us tonight. Thanks so much.
So there you go. RT being clear to point out that Obama passed this and not Trump. So, you know, again, it seems that RT is sympathetic to Comrade Trump. Anyway, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It keeps getting worse. And so, you know, speaking of the kind of flip-flopping that I'm talking about with Donald Trump, you know, that slogan, drain the swamp, sounds good, but this next bit of news, we saw it coming. There were hints, obviously, but this is very disturbing. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
All right, this just in, a transition of power alert. President-elect Trump has named the former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani to lend his expertise on cybersecurity. The transition team, citing Giuliani's experience in law enforcement and security in the private sector, Rudy Giuliani will get this role in leading the fight against cyber attacks against the United States. Abby Phillip, you're our CNN political contributor. Rudy Giuliani, one of the most loyal supporters of Donald Trump. We know he wanted to be Secretary of State. He's now going to be in charge of fighting these cyber attacks.
And this is something that Rudy Giuliani actually has a little bit of history with. And people had been wondering for weeks what was going to happen to him had he been left out in the cold. And he had said that he had not been. So it's important to note that Trump isn't totally sidelining his most loyal supporters. And by putting Giuliani in charge of the cybersecurity team, he's putting essentially Giuliani in charge of one of the most charged issues of his incoming presidency. This is literally the biggest thing that is hanging over Donald Trump's head. What is he going to do about this idea that many foreign governments, Russia in particular, are hacking and trying to destabilize this country? He's putting his perhaps biggest loyalist in the role of advising him on that front. And I think it's pretty telling about where he's going to go here.
So there you go, Wolf Blitzkrieg, CNN's Situation Room, talking about, you know, the Donald. And Rudy Giuliani, you know, what does he know about cyber anything? I know he knows about terror, and the agenda to continue to terrorize the American people. So we know that. Beyond that, I don't think he knows much about cybersecurity. So we can all kind of infer thereby what that portends, if you follow what I'm saying. I don't know about you, but I don't feel safer having Rudy Giuliani in charge of anything, especially not cybersecurity. I can imagine there will be a a whole new level of spying that will be accomplished in the cyber world. You know, there are folks that have worked in the software industry who have discovered that when the NSA tells companies like Microsoft that it's helping with security, and those two terms, you know, I say take with a grain of salt, helping and security. It's actually helping itself to secure backdoors and secret keys and things that only they know about and have access to. So yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy. Rudy Giuliani, I think, should be suspect for his role in 9/11 and the things that he said that are very disturbing. You know, for Donald Trump to say the things that he said on the campaign trail that were of that nature, you know, kind of an expository nature on the events of September 11th, and then to appoint Rudy Giuliani, again, kind of a flip-flop in the Trump sales pitch. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Got a little flavor of what's going on. Let's do something different today. Let's mix it up a little bit. Let's open up the phone lines now. I'm going to crash through some mainstream news stories a little bit, and those will dovetail, I think, with just the broader treatment of the Glasnost effect. Again, I mentioned the story yesterday over at Reuters, the headline, Ruling Fidesz Party Wants Soros-Funded NGOs Swept Out of Hungary. That was a great story. But also, the Moscow Times article yesterday, No Beacon on the Hill, Trump's win in the mirror of the Soviet collapse. And that, to me, sounds like glasnost. I think Maxim Trudolyubov is writing about the glasnost effect, as I would call it, without actually mentioning the word glasnost. I mean, it really is just that. Very fascinating. And his observations are from his firsthand account in the Soviet Union and coming forward to today. But we seem to be watching that happen. I mean, even if it's not, my speculation is, even if it's not an op, so to speak, an operation being conducted by the Soviets or whomever, even if not, things are shaping up conveniently to fit that model here in America. You know, if you look at the state-run media outlets, propaganda outlets as they are known actually to their own people and governments, like RT, for example. RT runs some stories that are, I think, reliable and credible. We play some. In fact, we just played the Obama Ministry of Defense piece from RT in the first segment today. And so it's not that they're not telling the truth, but it folds into that glasnost effect agenda. And what I mean by that when I say that is glasnost is the effort as a political or a warfare directive, as an op. Glasnost is the the means in the media and the public square, so to speak, to discredit certain people, institutions, organizations, in an effort to destabilize an organization, a society, a government, as was the case in the Soviet Union back in 1991. Obviously, if you go to the Glasnost entry on Wikipedia, as I pointed out many, many times, you see that according to most folks, the generally accepted version of history here is that in Gorbachev's era of glasnost from 1986 to 1991 at the end of the Soviet Union, glasnost, as the story goes, did indeed provide freedom of expression. Glasnost, translated to English, means publicity or open to public knowledge. Translated loosely, openness and transparency. Now, where have we heard that before? Obama said his presidency is the most open and transparent in American history. But Americans are left scratching their heads saying, what? We see a lot of things that are secretive. You know, your drone bombing campaign, your drone strikes, your secret, you know, watch lists, no-fly lists, and all of these kinds of things. He picked up on the Orwellian Bush nightmare train right where Bush left off. Folks like Jeremy Scahill have been very good at consistently pointing that out. You know, the Nobel Peace Prize winner who dropped about 26,000 bombs around the world in 2016. Well, that's because we're at war. Are we? We're not officially. We haven't been since Congress hasn't declared war since December 8th, 1941 officially. So are we really at war? And is this the perpetual state of conflict and war that the founders warned us against? Folks like Madison telling us that a standing army and, you know, a swollen or inflated executive branch are not long safe companions of liberty. Had these warnings. Madison said it's a cliche. It's the age old cliche. We need these armies for these foreign enemies. And so the Cold War was a way to build up, to convert the War Department to the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, which is really offense. It's never been defense. And from there, you know, using these enemies, the otherizing of people, these false enemies, and that concept has been talked about. That's a key component of political ponderology, by the way, the otherizing of people. And bad guys the world over have zeroed in on this otherizing, the hate of people. Many, many leaders have talked about it. It's what Hayek pointed to. People, you can unite people on a common negative cause easier than you can on a positive cause. You can unite people on the hatred of others. And we see that transitioning, just as a brief aside, we see that otherizing transitioning, you know, the radical Islam nonsense. That brand of otherizing is kind of the segue from nation states to people are the problem. Like the Club of Rome wrote a long, long time ago, people are the real problem. You know, humanity is the real problem. But, you know, they said we need to find a new enemy. And Brzezinski wrote about this. Others have written about it. You know, the new enemy is mankind, essentially, or humanity, they say. And so now we have to find a way to vilify humanity and say, you know, there are too many of you. You're biologically inferior according to evolution. Again, we're smarter. We're superior. We, you know, of course, we can't do away with ourselves. But since you're biologically inferior and you're sucking up too much oxygen and your carbon footprint is too big, never mind Al Gore and his, you know, SUVs and globetrotting on private jets and things like that. Never mind those folks who showed up at COP21 and on, you know, 151 dignitaries from 151 countries on 151 different planes to show up and talk about the dire state of the environment and how concerned they were about it. It's just utter nonsense. So the old enemy is, you know, coming out of the Cold War era. We had the nation state enemy. Now that's being reinvigorated to discredit a Trump presidency in particular, but also to move certain agendas forward. But we're transitioning from the enemy with borders, the national or the nation state enemy, to a borderless, even headless enemy. And the real headless enemy is the one that propagandizes us to believe that there is an Al-Qaeda that is a legitimate threat, or that global warming is real, or that climate change is a thing that is caused by your breathing. Those are the real, that's the real headless enemy. You know, the folks like Maurice Strong, who said what he said back in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit about the rewilding of America and so forth. And we've seen that happening in slow, subtle ways, eroding our national sovereignty, eroding our traditions, eroding the American land holdings and so forth across the country in various different ways, sort of in accord with the words of Richard N. Gardner in his piece back in 1974 for the CFR Foreign Affairs Journal titled The Hard Road to World Order. In the end, you know, the how did he put it? The road to world order will have to be it'll happen, you know, by, it'll be accomplished by the old-fashioned frontal assault doesn't work. It's the, you know, the end run on sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece. That's what he said. And so that's the operative concept. And so we need to keep that in mind. Again, as I have said in the past, Thomas Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge is something I'm going to come back to, by the way. I don't think we can recall that enough. I think Jefferson's idea in that was noble, and we need to return to that. But just returning for a moment, again, Richard N. Gardner's words from his piece. In short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than the top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality. And remember, William James was an old school bad guy, not a good guy by any stretch of the imagination. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality, but an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. That was how Richard N. Gardner put it. This is what we're going to have to do. We're not going to do the old-fashioned frontal assault. We got to chip away at it, chip away, chip away. And that's what's happening today. But if we have eyes to see, it's painfully obvious this is happening. Which takes me back to Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. It was a bill that he introduced twice And it wasn't passed, obviously. Madison introduced it, I think, several more times. Didn't pass. A version of it was finally passed, and then later that was conscripted by Horace Mann in the mid-19th century, 1840s, 1850s. And it became, you know, with the addition of the Prussian Schule system, now we have what we have today, this caste system of indoctrination and propaganda that is a far cry from what it's my understanding Jefferson envisioned. And so this from the a preamble to Jefferson's Bill for the More General Diffusion of Knowledge, he wrote, "Whereas it appeareth that however certain forms of government are better calculated than others to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights, and are at the same time themselves better guarded against degeneracy, yet experience hath shown, even though some governments are better than others at, you know, protecting individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights, and are at the same time themselves better guarded against degeneracy, even though that's the case, yet experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. And it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this," don't we want to prevent the perversion by slow operations into tyranny of our constitutional republic? I think we do. "And it is believed," according to Jefferson, "that the most effectual means of preventing this would be to illuminate as far as practicable the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes, and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes." It sounds wise and noble to me. I think it's pretty straightforward. You know, this is how the founders thought, this is how they operated, the fashion that Jefferson outlines. I mean, possessed with the experience of other ages and countries, they seemed to have been enabled to know ambition under all its shapes, and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. And shortly after the founders, you know, we drift from there. You listen to James Madison, for example, in his speech at the Constitutional Convention, when he said, "In time of actual war, great discretionary powers are constantly given to the executive magistrate. Constant apprehension of war has the same tendency to render the head too large for the body." That's where we are in America now. But listen, "A standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home." Does this not sound exactly like what Jefferson was saying? "Possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes." Madison went on to say, "Among Romans, it's a standing maxim to decide people today, do they remember? It was cliche. Romans did it all the time. Who was a Romans? We're smart.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Segment of the first hour of today's broadcast, and so I don't mean to digress too much, but again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, again, 800-313-9443. I want to get back on track. So my point is, you know, if we had the capacity that Jefferson envisioned for the American people at large, through the more general diffusion of knowledge, we wouldn't have these problems, really. But now we're propagandized. We are conditioned in the Prussian model to think a certain way in this caste system of indoctrination, this Shule system. And so now, as guys like Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, people are groomed to think as the authorities desire, you know, as Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, Chapter 3, you know, remember Fitta laid it down, that education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age. to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. I've seen this in court. I've seen capitulatory, acquiescent behavior, even servile. You know, eventually when a person breaks and they have been in confinement for long enough, they have the prospect of getting out. The moment that they have the prospect of getting out, they'll say whatever they have to say in many cases to get out. But really what you're doing when you break a person like that is suppressing even further these latent hostilities that typically are at least in part responsible for getting the person incarcerated in the first place. So you're creating a ticking time bomb, really. And that's, speaking of that, that's what happened at Guantanamo. I'm sure that was part of the objective there. The Yemeni folks in particular that were detained without cause or reason or justification, without charge, you know, detained, never tried. Many of them held in a secret prison for years without being charged. So when you're detained, when you're snatched away and held for years without ever being charged, what would that do to you? And then eventually, I mean, if there are 100 or so of you, even, I mean, it's not too many, but it's way too many, if you follow me. But it's not too many people. But even of that small group, what do you think that'll do? Would that perhaps radicalize some folks? Just my speculation. This all dovetails with the broader destabilizing effect that this has, and particularly in reference to the glasnost effect that I'm talking about. And even that, you know, hearing those stories about what the American government has been responsible for, more of the glasnost effect. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break. Second hour coming up.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.